Sellers, beware. Home sellers, beware. Many of you are receiving partial and harmful information. Harmful and partial information will cost you money, could cost you the sale of your home. Sellers, beware. Hey, good morning, Larry. Barry Miller here. This is the Barry and Larry Show. And yeah, that's our theme, isn't it? Sellers, beware.
It certainly is, Barry. And as a home seller, I guess that's a warning to me.
Yeah, but you're ahead of the game. You hired your agent 2 months ago. You took 4 to 6 weeks preparing your home. And I know one of those items got delayed by 2.5 weeks. And let's see, I think your deck is now nice and shiny.
No, it isn't finished yet, Barry.
Okay.
The railing is nice and shiny.
Uh-huh.
The floor still needs work. Unfortunately, it's going to rain the next 3 days. So.
Weather is a factor. However, weather is not the factor that prevents your home from being priced right, positioned right in the marketplace, and marketed right. You've got to have the right team to market it. Today, we're talking about so much misinformation that sellers receive. Larry, and with us in studio is a top seller agent, Travis Wonsek. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good. We got a double team because there's so much misinformation out there, Travis. You and I have got to share a lot of the truth. Let's talk about one of those. Should sellers take the first offer that comes to them in the first hour? Oh, I sold my house in the first hour. Is that typically a good thing?
I mean, I would definitely say no, especially in this market.
Especially in this market. Larry, the consumer guy, has been saying this for over a year and a half. Larry, would you say it loudly and clearly for our listeners this morning?
Don't take the first offer you get. Set up a bidding war, and you'll make a lot more money. Hire real estate agents who understand that and will do that for you.
Oh, but Larry, the agent told me that once we get a bird in the hand, and it probably will be in the first half a day, we should take that one because maybe another one won't come along. What about that mythical, I'll call it a mythical L-I-E, thank you. What about that?
I would say in 95% or more of the times, another offer will come along that's even better. Set up a bidding war. Say the house is going to be on the market for 5 days, and don't take it off the market during that five-day period.
Larry, sellers aren't trained to do a bidding war.
That's right, but their agents should be, and if you choose Barry and Travis, they will be.
They will be. Say some more, Travis. Let our listeners know. We're getting right to the core today, listeners. Stay tuned. The show's going to be heavy, heavy, heavy good information for you, the proper information. Say, Travis, you know, about why there will be a bidding war, why there will be more than one offer almost 100% of the time.
Well, number one, we're going to have your house ready. It is going to be better than anything else that's on the market because we're going to have you prepared. We're going to have you're going to feel so confident and so comfortable as soon as that house hits the market that we know that they're coming in hot.
They are coming in hot. And then, Larry, you look like you have a question that you want to ask me about something.
Well, Barry, what does the data tell us about the sales of houses?
The data. Okay, which market? Colorado Springs or Denver or both?
Let's look at both, but start with Denver.
Let's start with Denver. Travis. Travis, add some comments here. You know the data, too. Data says there's a low inventory. Have any of you out there heard that? low inventory. There is a low inventory. There has been for years, but this year it's severely low. It's the lowest it's been in the history of residential real estate in Denver, Colorado, or Front Range, or the United States for that matter, Larry. But the data is real clear. Typically at the median price, well, let's talk about the median price. Heck, we check it out every week. It is still right around the $575,000 figure for a detached single-family home in the Denver metro area, $575,000. In that price range and above, and especially below, typically there will be 4 to 14 to 24 offers on the house. Typically, I like to say 4 to 14. But many homes are getting over 20 offers. That is what we hear day in and day out. Right, Travis?
Oh, absolutely. This is the hottest two markets that we, I'm sorry, the hottest market that we've seen
ever
in the last 2 months. I mean, we've never seen anything like it in my career, and I think your career as well.
Well, we could add our career, we could add your dad's career, we could add 5 other agents' career here right from the great RE/MAX Masters Millennium office, okay? We are in the Mount Elbert studio, right headquartered in the RE/MAX Masters Millennium office, and we could add all those years. We've never seen months like this. So, Larry, the data, very, very briefly, is super, super low inventory, 3 to 23 buyers for each home. That's the statistics at the median price, $575,000 and a bit above and certainly below. That many buyers for one home. And look how often we say how tough and treacherous it is for buyers. Why? Because they have to compete with 20 other buyers. Every time we show a buyer a home and talk to them and say, imagine 20 other people wanting the home as badly as you want it. Now we have to put together an offer that'll work. But from the seller's point of view, don't take that first offer.
And it doesn't matter if you're living in the Denver area or the Colorado Springs area, the market's the same.
The market's the same, and I would put it this way. The Springs is even hotter. I was talking to our good team member, Chris, this week, and he said, Barry, you need a better analogy on the radio for the hot market. And I said, you know what? Let's go back to what Larry and I used last year, speeding on the highway. The normal, healthy market is 75 miles an hour on I-25, up and down the Front Range, 75 miles an hour. Okay, some of us in the room here speaking right now typically go 9 to 12 miles above that. Okay, fine, but safe drivers, I hope no one's listening that's going to report me on this, but, you know, 85 miles an hour. That's how fast the market has been for roughly 5 years. Most of the first 6 months of the last 5 years, January through June and July, we've seen it at 85, 90 miles an hour. This year, no exception, it's above 100 miles an hour on that same relative basis. Not my driving, not other drivers that I see, but just using the analogy of how hot the market is. And the Springs is maybe at 105 miles an hour, and Denver's at about 100. That's pretty close, Larry. You are right.
It's an exciting marketplace, and it's a challenge for buyers unless you hire the right agent. I keep emphasizing that. Look at Barry, look at Travis, interview them before you choose an agent. You'll be doing yourself a favor.
You will. Well, I mean, you know, we might even talk openly about that today, but the theme is sellers beware. Watch out for that partial and harmful information. Partial, sometimes I think that means partial service, because that's what sellers are getting. You have to have the right marketing. You have to have the right, even the preview. You have to have the right pricing. You have to have the right, we like the word, Travis and I do, the positioning of your home. Because that's multiple aspects of positioning. Economically, have it priced right. Priced right for what? To get the most bids? Yes. To have the best bidding war? Yeah, for that you need the best price, but you really have to have a top agent for that. And then, of course, the overall marketing. It has to be marketed to the targeted audiences. We don't have time to say much about targeted audiences today. But, Larry, that's the theme for the day. That's the show. And, by the way, our lines are now open. We just opened the lines. Any of you could call with any questions, especially about home seller questions, at 303-713-8255. We'll keep the lines open the rest of the show. Whether you have any comments, questions, good stories, sorry to say there's some bad stories out there. A lot of sellers take the price too quickly, and they're just selling themselves short by 10 to 50 or more thousands of dollars. Don't be one of those sellers. Get wise. And you have a question, consumer, you're thinking about selling your home, give us a call. We'll gladly take your call and deal with your issue at 303-713-8255. Sellers, beware. Also, listeners, stay tuned, because after this short break, we're going to hear from Larry. He's in his 10th week as being a seller. Now, most of those weeks were preparation, but what a week he had this week. And we'll see if it was how that ladder did for Larry today. He tells me he did whisper in my ear before the show. He said, Barry, it wasn't so much a ladder. It was more of a... He'll tell us what the is when we come back. All right, we are back. Happy to be back. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley. We're your regular hosts. You know, I'm a long-time practicing real estate broker, consumer advocate. Larry's a long-time consumer and a consumer advocate. He's your consumer guy. With us in studio is Travis Wonsek. He's a consumer advocate, long-time real estate broker, 14 years in the business right here with RE/MAX Masters. But Larry, it's a little focus on you now. You're in your 10th week. It was an interesting week. And, you know, many of our listeners know you've been on a ladder, two ladders, really. One as a buyer, one as a seller, in the same marketplace, looking to bring those ladders together at the top. But, of course, right now you want the home under contract and what have you. But this last week you said, Barry, it didn't feel much like a ladder, but it sure felt like a
roller coaster.
Why? What were some of the whys?
Well, we got an offer. It was acceptable. We accepted it. And then the guy backs out. And that stuff, I know what happens, Barry, but it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating, and because it was really reneging. You compromised with him just enough, you know, to make a good transaction. Then for really almost 24 hours. Oh, well, he's signing it, and it never got signed.
Yep.
So, and you wrote it the way that he said he wanted it in the end, okay? But it was a good compromise, good transaction, and I know you said whatever you just said, I call it he reneged, but that's how we saw it, because that's really what happened.
I said he backed out of the contract, which to me is what he did. I know... Lawyers may disagree with my word choice, sure, Barry, sure. But that's how it felt.
But that was tough. It was disappointing. It was very, very disappointing. The other agent says that the other agent is very disappointed, too, but the other agent has some responsibility, too, not picking on that agent. It just was not a good situation. But what did we do? Kept doing what?
Showing the house.
Showing the home, marketing, and put some extra internet marketing efforts out there to get it in the face of realtors again, et cetera. And really, a couple of people said, well, we thought it was sold because you didn't allow showings. Well, that was true for about 24 hours.
Yep.
But we notified those agents who attempted to show it, got them back, and one or two of them continued and came back to show it.
We've had a number of showings, that's right.
It's been good this week, and we'll see what happens. So your position for this upcoming week is one of...
Let's wait and see what happens. Patience.
Hoping he'd say the P word. It's tough, though, isn't it, to be patient?
It really is.
It's the right
I'm not
thing.
Known for patience,
no,
Barry.
No, it's the right thing, and you and I say that to each other, but both of us say, yeah, but, you know. Well, we got to be patient, but we're working at it, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, look, we've talked enough about my house. There's really nothing to add at this point. So why don't you, Barry and Travis, take about 3 minutes to promote yourselves as to the advantages of hiring you guys as a seller's agent. Because, quite frankly, there aren't two better people that I know of in Colorado for being seller agents.
Now, Larry, wait. You know, we really haven't done that on this show for since we've had it, okay, 8 years. But you think it's appropriate? Want us to do that? I'm speaking out loud because you did also.
I want people to know that there are agents like you guys out there who will put your interests ahead of theirs, who will do the best job possible for you as a home seller, instead of hiring these people who really aren't putting your interests first.
Okay, well then, Travis, I'm going to look to you. How about if we each take 3 or 4 minutes and talk about the benefits to our listeners if they would just meet with us? I mean, and talk for a second opinion, sure, or a third opinion or a first opinion, etc., and see. So you're okay with that, Travis?
Yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
First? Go.
Well, first, you're going to have a very good idea of what your home is worth. You're going to know the steps that it takes to get your home ready to get top dollar. You know, and one of the ways we do that is we have a consumer professional, along with me and Barry, come by as another set of eyes to look at the property. Not so much to bring any staging items in, but to stage what you already have. Mm. You know, there might be a couch that can be moved, or, you know, there's too much clutter, you know, and, you know, besides that, you know, just cleaning windows can be one thing. Getting the, you know, the carpet cleaned.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what you were saying reminded me of what happened at Larry's home. Remember, Larry, when the two of us stood there at the front door, two agents stood there at the front door, and then what happened? What did we move right away? Two major things.
Table and chairs in my office.
And the door to the office.
That's
right.
Remember,
a chair was blocking the door to his office. As soon as you walk in, there's the office. Door closed. Couldn't open it.
Yep.
And well, it's a double door.
It made it so much more open when we got rid of the chair. Where did that go? To the garage?
Yes, it is in the garage. But, you know, it's funny. I like my office better the way it is now. I'll never change it back.
Well, it's not. Yeah, good. I hope it's yours for about one more week. But anyway,
Travis,
that's right on. So right from the beginning, quote, you and we have a team that puts it together in a better way for the oncoming buyers. Continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, some of the other things, you know, from paint touch up, you know, we might have an outdated kitchen where we could, you know, we could throw some light, you know, bright, you know, white or light gray paint on those cabinets and, you know, and just completely change the look for, you know, very, very inexpensive.
Do you mind if I interrupt again?
No problem.
You haven't been with Larry and Barry as long as I've been with Larry. Larry, he talked about painting some kitchen cabinets white. It made me think of your bathroom story. Would you share that with our listeners on what good sellers and good agents do? Because Travis just moved that item too. Travis, this is a story. I don't think you've heard it.
Oh, sure.
But it makes your point very well. However, it probably won't be white paint in this story. Larry?
No, it's not white paint. The first house I owned had the ugliest gray fixtures in the bathroom. I mean, they were really ugly gray fixtures. And I couldn't afford to replace them when I put the house on the market. So I painted the walls bright orange, and nobody saw the fixtures. All they saw was the orange paint.
Now, that's what Larry the seller came up with. That's why he's our consumer guy. But, Travis, you were right on. In a more serious note and more regular note, you made the point that we could come in and help them with that. But continue, because you're really right on. These are good things.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I see in almost every listing is you walk into the furnace, and even if it's only a couple years old, it's dusty, right? And it looks like it hasn't been serviced, and it might have been serviced up to date. And dates are a great thing to have too, if it's been serviced regularly to show that you've taken care of it. But just wiping that furnace in hot water, heat out with a warm rag, it's just big
difference. Yeah, it's crazy. A little item. And a crazy big, because buyers typically are going to see more than one home, maybe only two or three others in this market that we're in, but they will have seen homes in their career, okay, as a buyer, okay, I call that a career, if it's their second or third or 15th home, if it's a corporate transfer, and then good idea, yeah. So really scrub it down.
And another thing with the windows, especially if it's bringing in a lot of natural light, if you're cleaning those inside now, I mean, I had a listing years ago that, it didn't sell. It was 45 days on market. Why is it not selling? And we went in, we cleaned the windows, next day over full price offer. Little things like that. And so I've just made sure that's done on all my listings.
You know, we have some great producers at KHOW, and I just want to say, little things mean a lot. I just want to say that. But listen, this segment's coming to a close. I'm going to ask you two gentlemen to look each other in the eyes. Are we okay, Larry, if we continue this in the next segment?
I think we should, Barry. I think your batter up.
Well, no. Travis is still on. I mean, we're going to have to take a break time-wise, Travis. But you have more to say?
Yeah, I had a couple more
things. Well, let's do it. As soon as we come back from break, you're going to hear Travis Wanzek saying to you, the listeners, benefits to you when you really have those top agents. And then, of course, we'll share our numbers, too, because our time is yours. But now listen up to some good announcements, and then we're going to come back with more Travis and Barry. Okay, we are back. All right, Travis, this is Barry here. Travis, you're really on a roll sharing a lot of good benefits that our listeners receive. Well, again, any consumers receive, but in this case, we're focused on our listeners. They might want to list a year from now. And these are some good ideas that you're sharing. So take it away, and I made a short list that I'll share when you're finished.
All right. Yeah, another thing we do, which has been really awesome for marketing, is we have drone footage. And that gives another view from above the house and the neighborhood. You know, like I just had a listing on the Pinery Lake, and, we had it coming in over the lake and, into this nice corner lot secluded with trees. And, it really showed something that normal pictures didn't capture. Though we do have 25 to 40 professional pictures that we'll do, and do an amazing job. Those are great. Another thing that this is not so much marketing your home, but we do take the stress off you. When you buy and sell with us and you're within an hour, hour and a half, I will pay for your move. So, we'll box up everything from your cereal, so that takes a lot of stress off of the seller, and I think they can enjoy the process a little more.
Now, is that a Denver Metro thing?
Yes.
That's a Denver Metro thing, Larry. I saw Larry going, wait a minute, because he's way out in the Black Forest of Colorado Springs. But such things, we could work to see how that could be arranged. What a good idea. What a good idea. Help with the move.
Absolutely.
Cover it.
Yes, and so the and actually our moving company can give out that number.
Heck yeah. Rob and I talk. He's going to start coming on the air.
So you can reach Rob, our moving company, at 303-930-5150. And that's RE/MAX Masters Millennium Moving. And lastly is just the advertising, going that extra mile with, putting that drone footage with our pictures, putting it on Facebook, YouTube, different avenues that the normal marketing doesn't cover. Mm-hmm. So also getting that marketing in front of our, 110 top agents, in our office and getting that, in-house and showing it to them in advertising. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I got.
Well, you forgot one thing.
Oh, I did.
You're nice at handing out the moving company's telephone number. How about your own?
Yeah, no problem. It's Travis Fonzek, Remax Masters Millennium, and it's 303-930-5134. And my direct line is 303-854-7682.
Good. Very, very good. All right, Larry?
And Barry, what about yours while we're giving out telephone numbers?
I could do that. I wasn't thinking there. Okay, good. 303-888-3788. And then I want to say this, too, that Travis and I can and often do work as a team. And then it's like, whoa, now you're getting over 500 years of experience. Okay, I mean, Travis has 14, and, you know, Barry's got 480. You know, I don't want to go that far. Larry says that about me. But in any case, but we can team up, and that's all I'll say. We can team up, and it doesn't cost you anything more to get more professional advice.
And Barry, why don't you take a few minutes and do a promotion of yourself and the advantages of hiring you for selling someone's house?
Well, I'm glad you said advantages. I'm big into the benefits for our listeners. Okay, and I'm going to start with, as Travis was talking, I was just looking at our program, Clock, we call it, for our show, and it has three biggies: fair, flexible, and negotiable commissions. There's one. We have that. We deal with you, your needs, your wants, your timeline, but also the conditions of the current marketplace. What's a current marketplace? Not your current, Larry, of the last 2 weeks. Current is whatever is appropriate to the home seller. So we put that together and say, you know what? All marketplaces are not the same. Oh, sure, it's an aggressive market, but our marketing does not have to be as time-consuming in a seller's market as it is in a buyer's market, as an example. Well, we can modify and have flexible commissions, lower commissions for you in a market like we're in. Then the other one, number two, is I call it properly timed listing agreements. What do I mean by that? In this marketplace, 40 or 45 days is a long-term listing agreement. Why? Let's look at the statistics, the hard statistics from our research department. Colorado Springs, get this, has 10 days of inventory. All the homes there that are currently on the market statistically will be gone in 10 days. Guess what? Denver's at 9 days. That's the first time all year that Denver has had, you know, fewer days of marketplace than Colorado Springs, et cetera. But the point is, 9 days is what it's taking to have most homes go under contract. Your home could be different. There are not science that says, oh, every home sells in 9 days. No, it could easily be 3 or 4 weeks. So a 45-day listing could be a long-term listing. And then the third item is our usual top-level fiduciary-level services, 100% loyalty to you 100% of the time. I'm just going to give a couple tips, though, that, Travis, when you were speaking, I was thinking of some of our listeners who have called in the past, a great, great agent, no longer active. I met him. We were buddies at Perry and Butler years ago, and his name is Roy. And Roy called in once and said, hey, Barry, you're talking about sellers. Remember to remind a lot of your listeners to have a lockable medicine box to secure their medicines. Secure their medicine. Oh, Larry. Have that box to secure your medicines. Why? Because sometimes they disappear and the sellers don't notice it. And yes, it was somebody during the showing. Ladies and gentlemen, that sort of thing does not happen much, but people are smart and they can take medicine. There's a market for it. So be careful. Just get either a nice little medicine box and lock it away, or a nice little box of some kind that you cannot lock, but hide it. Don't have the medicines visible, etc. And don't have them in a drawer either. Some people will open drawers. Not too many buyers do. Agents usually don't usually say, you know, let's not touch anything. And with COVID, buyers are touching less and less because it's thought they have to clean it up after the, you know, clean it down, I should say, and all of that. So that's just a little idea. But the other thing, Travis, that you said, and I'm just going to pick on it a little bit because it's Larry's favorite word, we assist our sellers with decluttering. You talked about the position. I put them together that we assist with decluttering, have an inspection, and that helps determine certain conditions of the home, but then positioning the remaining furniture. And, yeah, we bring in top eyes other than our own. You want a woman's perspective, a man's perspective, a professional agent's perspective who'll tell you the truth as a seller. And so we call that positioning of your furniture and furnishings. We'll do that and bring in other people with us so that you get a team approach. I believe heavy on the team approach. And you talked about a drone. The drone pictures, but and then you took my thunder. You didn't know it. Professional pictures. Oh, my gosh. In this day and age, we still see some of the least professional pictures. I don't want to use the P word, pathetic. I just used it. Sorry, I will use it. Some of them are. And sellers, it's not fair to you that those pictures are there. There's professional companies that we all hire. And you know what? I'm going to give the prices out there. These prices could be, I've asked dozens and dozens of sellers, and the lowest price any of them ever guessed is $500 for those 25 professional pictures. They say, oh, Barry, it's got to be $1,500. It's got to be $1,000. Has to be $750. And then the lowest that a couple of sellers said is $500. No, it's $150. And we, our method, our process is we pay for that for you. But it's $150, not $1,500. And they are the most professional pictures you could have. I've seen companies come in and say, oh, we have our own internal photographer. They're marvelous. They were not as good as the $150 top professionals. Why? Because our professionals are out there 8 hours a day, 5 or more days a week, doing the best job for you, the seller. So there's some things. The only other one I want to hit is what Travis said right off the bat is the market analysis, getting the right price on the home. Thorough market analysis. And one other feature, one other benefit to you, feature about us, we update it every week as you're preparing to put your house on the market. Why? The market is changing that rapidly, and you don't know. Maybe last week we said your home was $575,000, and literally a week later, it just might be better at $585,000 because of what happened in the market. It's more work on our end. We have to call and find out latest appraisal prices, but we do that, and you win as a seller when you call either one of us or both of us together. Larry?
Yeah, why don't you guys take a moment and give out your telephone numbers again so people can write them down this time?
Yes, it's Travis Wanzek with Remax Masters Millennium, and it's 303-854-7682.
Barry Miller with Remax Masters Millennium at 303-888-3788. And I am going to give another number. You've heard a lot of information. If you want us to elaborate a little bit on air, give us a call, live call. You could call into the studio at 303-713-8255. And if you want us to elaborate about a comment you have, just text us at that same number of mine, 303-888-3788. I have the phone here in studio. We'll look at your text. We'll deal with it, and we'll talk about it when we come back from this break. Okay, we are back. Thank you. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley. Larry, this has been a heck of a show. You know, that wasn't quite what we had earlier thought through, but you kind of pushed us, not intentionally, okay? into that direction of, wait a minute, I'm in this situation, and say, hey, why don't we share the benefits of two agents sitting right here? Of course, now we two agents and you, Larry, are joined by Eugene O'Brien with RE/MAX Masters Property Management. Good morning, Eugene.
Good morning, guys.
Good. We're going to get to property management, what that means to you and what's going on in the marketplace with rentals, et cetera. But first, Larry, I'd like to ask you, the consumer guy, your take on the last 20, 25 minutes of the Barry and Larry show.
Barry, what it really hits me is how good you guys are in describing how you handle these situations and how bad the agents that I hired for my 11 sales have been. I wish you guys had been around 40 years ago. It would have made my life a lot easier.
That was a little tough for you to have done, Travis. Okay, 40 years ago, but you know, and while I was still in diapers, I guess I, you know, could have helped you.
Oh, well, you're older than me, Barry. Okay. Yeah, let's not do that.
All right. Okay. But Larry, good. So no, I'm glad. I didn't know how you felt. That's quite a good compliment. Thank you, Travis, for doing that. Larry, thank you for that. And then I'm just going to give a little bit, Dad, and then let's take a look, because, you know, the property management made a lot of news this week, a lot of news nationally and locally and what's going on. And, you know, we're hearing that tenants are wanting more space and they'll pay more money for it. I'd like you to respond to that. That's what the Colorado Rental Newsletter has as its headlines, that tenants are open and preferring more space than they did in prior years, and yet there's some willingness to pay for it.
Understandable with the pandemic, I guess.
I think that's what it is. So we'll hear from the expert, Eugene O'Brien, in just a moment. Statistics, the marketplace. We heard the median price earlier in the show. Denver's hovering and sticking around the last couple of weeks, $575,000. Colorado Springs hovering around, and they're staying around, which is interesting, at the 420 to 425 range. And that continues to be a strong dollar figure for single family homes in those two marketplaces. You heard us say the Springs has 10 days of inventory. What that means is, in 10 days, statistically, all of the current homes for sale. How many current homes are there in Colorado Springs area for sale? 518. Sellers in the Springs, those of you listening who are not sellers and thinking about it, give Travis or Barry a call, because last week, this past week, meaning a day ago, 518 active listings. 7 days before that, 556. This is the time of the year that typically we see the beginning of leveling off, but not a drop. So that was a small drop in Colorado Springs, number of listings available. Same thing happened in Denver. How many in the Denver area detached homes? 1,314. A week ago, 1,400. Again, a small drop, okay, and that's okay. But buyers, that means it's still a fierce market for you, the buyer. Larry, you're a buyer too. Have the final word on how buyers can prepare themselves for the fierceness of this market. And then we're going to hear from Eugene.
You've got to put a plan together on how you're going to look at houses and how you're going to bid for them so you become a winner in the bidding wars. And that you work out with your real estate agent. And if your real estate agent isn't able to do that, you ain't got the right agent. Pardon my poor English. But it's really important that you plan out how you're going to go about bidding on houses so you win.
So you win. Remember, that is Barry and Larry's mantra. Don't list until you're ready to sell and list. Don't buy until you're ready to buy. And take care of number one. And number one is you. you, the consumer. That's the one time in life you want to be as selfish as possible in the selection, the interview process, and the marketing of your home, and the same way as a buyer. That's when you got to be the best capitalist you can be. And that it's dependent on you to do that and then get the best agent, and then you'll have a dynamic team. Thanks, Larry, for all that input. Now, Eugene, yeah, again, if you don't mind starting with that little overview that apparently it's COVID and the situation, and what's going on for our listeners who have investment properties, who are thinking about buying investment properties, and for our many listeners who are tenants.
Yeah, we definitely saw that trend across the board last year, particularly in the condo and townhome, more so condos, but any home that had shared laundry in buildings downtown, there was a lot of vacancies, rental rates stagnated, and you obviously had your amenities that are usually beneficial to those types of properties, your communal pool, the gym, coffee bar, co-working space. All those amenities were unusable during the pandemic, and those condos that were up for rent really suffered.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard that, but that would make sense.
Mm. And I'm also getting quite a few people moving out from New York, and I have a few clients out there renting. They're renting their homes here, and they've gone to New York for work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about a mass exodus of the rental market in New York, extreme vacancies and whatnot. So I'm just hearing that as well.
Interesting. Larry?
In California, they announced today that their population shrunk for the first time in the history of California. So people are leaving some of the big states and moving into some of the smaller states, including Colorado, which just makes our marketplace hotter.
Mm-hmm. Not that it needs it, right?
Yeah, right. It's pretty hot, but you got it. But you know, it is what it is, and it's a good thing. Overall, it's a wonderful thing for the economy in Colorado. Not the buyers buying and coming in, but they're coming in. Why, Larry? They have jobs.
They have jobs, and they're frustrated with where they're living for different reasons. And I don't want to get into the politics of this, but you know, there are political issues that impact people.
Yeah, you know that I always shirk and say, forget politics, it's about money, it's about taxes, and it's about insurance.
Sure.
But they're interrelated with politics.
Exactly.
Absolute sure. So, Eugene, let's talk politics. How you doing? go right ahead. Go. Continue on what about tenants? What do tenants have to look forward to in the marketplace in Denver and Colorado Springs right now?
Last year, they had options. The rental market was quite slow. Rental rates weren't increased. And people were leaving rentals to move out of state, to be with family. So we did have some vacancies. Not a lot, but just more availability. At the moment, we're seeing extreme competition. We're getting many, many applications on each property that's available in a very short amount of time. People telling me that they've applied for 6-7 other properties and got beaten out. I had a gentleman fly out from Florida for one day on Wednesday to see one property and then hop straight, and this is a rental, and then hop back on the plane and went straight back.
Wow.
So it's competitive, yeah.
We're
seeing a big,
really competitive,
sharp rise.
So let me ask you, in residential sales and purchases, we're seeing a lot more millennials, okay? They're no longer being thought of, they're going to stay with mom and dad forever. I mean, they're out looking. Are you seeing them looking to rent other or bigger properties or leaving as tenants and looking to buy? Is any of that affecting your business?
Definitely. In the past, there has been a desire to share housing. Where you have three different people living in a single family home, three young professionals sharing the costs of rental income. With the interest rates being what they are, those types of tenants are starting to think, oh, geez, I think I might be
able to. Why don't we buy?
Yeah, exactly. So we're seeing a move there, and then the next the next generation come through. But, yeah, it's definitely active. A lot of millennials, a lot of people relocating from out of state. Just a lot of competition.
Well, so let's talk about it this way. Should people consider investing in residential real estate?
Well, we see the Colorado Denver Metro rental market going towards a luxury model where you have you'll have more investment properties than single-family residences. With the housing market being quite highly priced and it being difficult for those millennials to get into the housing market, they have to move to the state, they have to rent. And we're seeing people hold on to their investment properties because rental rates are so good.
Larry, did you have a comment?
I'm just fascinated by this whole situation. Yeah, and, you know, living in Colorado Springs, just to watch the apartment buildings going up, they're everywhere they're building apartments. It's just an amazing marketplace.
That's the only product we probably have a good abundance of. Downtown Denver is the apartments. Everything else, absolute anemic.
Wow. Any other comments? Travis, Larry, Eugene, on the marketplace for the good of our listeners. Travis, you have a comment? Sure. Share something. Go ahead. Share something.
It's going to be a beautiful day, and happy to be on the show. And but yeah,
you were sounding like Larry. I didn't hear him say it. It's a beautiful day to talk
residential real estate, of course. Why don't you give us your telephone number one more time, Travis?
No problem. It's Travis Wanzek, REMAX Masters Millennium, 303-854-7682.
And I'm going to say it this way, Eugene. Those realtors listening, give Eugene a call. Consumers listening want more information on rental properties, on rental techniques, approaches, doing it the right way. Consider Eugene. His number is 720-421-2509. Now, that's the American English. Let's hear it the right way, Eugene.
I'd love to speak with you. Please give me a call, 720-421-2509.
All right, we are the Barry and Larry Show. And now, gentlemen, I'm going to put each of you on the spot. And just in 10 words or less, I'm going to start with you, Larry. Give us what you got out of today's show. 10 words or less. You need a few seconds to think about it. Good. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go for it.
Spend the time to find the right real estate agent for selling your house.
Ooh, good. Well, I think that kind of took everybody's thunder. That pretty much covered it. Nicely done. Travis, you have up to 25 words. You could go more.
I think that when you do find the right agent, it's going to make your life a lot easier and in every aspect of selling your home. So, you know, give us a call, and you know, me and Barry can co-list your home. We can have two set eyes on it, you know, and have both of us doing it. But yeah, very happy to meet with anybody. Thank you.
Okay, Eugene.
Be prepared, have a plan, do your research, and you'll be successful.
Woo. Okay, and I'm putting myself on the spot because I didn't know I was going to ask that question even 3 minutes ago. And yes, what it is, stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Give us a call anytime. Travis and I make a dynamic team, 303-888-3788. That's a host of calls for a lot of reasons. And have a wonderful week. Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye.